Craig, Judy Sutherland. Speaking in front of people isn't something I would normally do. I don't enjoy speaking in front of any size of a gathering of people, but for Judy, I would do anything. I've been reflecting on her these last few days and have realized I was blessed to have known Judy almost half my life. I met her only 2 months after Libby and I started dating, and I was immediately struck with how open, welcoming, loving, and funny she was. I feel so lucky to have lots of stories and so many memories of her, but today I want to share some wisdom she shared. It was off the cuff, and this has stuck with me and influenced the way I try to treat people to this day. We were at a family gathering. We were lucky to have so many of these over the years. And there were two family members having a disagreement. She took one of her loved ones to the side, and I just happened to be around and heard her say something I will never forget and hope to live my life by. She said, "You know, they will let you be mean to them because they love you." And this is the part that floored me, and I hear it in her voice to this day. Just because you can be mean doesn't mean you should be mean. And this is the lesson I learned. Be kind, treat those you love with all the love you have. And I saw this in every interaction Judy had with family, friends, and all she came in contact with. I am truly grateful for this gift she gave to me.
Thank you. Beautiful words, thank you. We're here today to eulogize and to remember Judith Charfon, Yudit Bat Avraham. Judy is survived by her husband David, by sister Shirley Allen and brother-in-law Stanley, daughters Michelle, Libby, and son-in-law Craig, and Sarah and son-in-law John, children, grandchildren Aiden, Sophie, Rivka, Imogen, and Fern. Her family took the best of care of her through her sickness that she experienced over the past months, and she remained at home until the very last days of her life. She was born Judith Johnson, and she was raised in Seattle's Seward Park neighborhood on South Brandon Street, across from the current location of Congregation Ezra Besarot, Ezra Besareth. She was on the block before the synagogue was there, when it was just an open patch of dirt and I think some thistles and some blackberry bushes. And she saw it being constructed, and she even interacted occasionally with some of the workers there, I understand. It's so meaningful that she later became an active member of the synagogue. Judy attended Franklin High School. Judith worked as a beautician at Sharon's Two, which was owned by David's aunt. She and David met in that shop, and they were married for 55 years, mashallah. She later taught pre-K for 17 years at the Strom JCC. Judith had many, many creative interests and skills. She was a quilter, she was a seamstress, she made prom dresses, and she also made a jacket. Someone wearing that jacket today? Okay, wearing that jacket. She was a gardener, a cake decorator, and decorated a cake for Sarah's wedding. She was an avid reader, a passion that she instilled in her children. And she was a painter, including painting nature. Judith's outlook and orientation is aligned with the teaching of our rabbis. Leolam yehe adam da'ato me'urevet im habriyot. This aphorism is a bit difficult to resolve into English, as it carries multiple shades of meaning. In one sense, the teaching means that one's thoughts should always be intertwined with all of God's creations. A person should recognize that each of God's creations has value and is worthy of attention. Judith was an animal lover. Her paintings later in life were of animals, I understand mostly crows. And the family had a dog named Scruffy and a cat named Moisa. Libby tells a story about Judith running over Moisa. This is not a terrible story. This has a happy ending, okay. Running over Moisa with the car. Fortunately, the cat lived. But in the course of that incident, Libby got very upset. Judith remained so calm and so tolerant. She had a very high capacity and tolerance for the people around her. In this story, we see the other shade of meaning of this aphorism. One's mind should always be calibrated to those around him or her. One should always act with kindness and pleasantness and grace. Judith lived this teaching. She was committed to her family. She was a devoted mom and would do anything for her children. Judith also had a special relationship with her mother-in-law, Regina Charchon, who passed away in 2009. She had a knack for turning grumpy people around. She loved a good joke and particularly liked to play April Fool's pranks. She told her daughter Sarah that one time that Dr. Lyons called and gave her the phone number to call Dr. Lyons back. Sarah called the number thinking that she was calling the doctor's office. Instead, it was a special phone number at the zoo with a pre-recorded message set up for an April Fool's joke just like this. Dr. Lyons. Okay. When Libby and Sarah attended the Jewish day school, Judy would leave their house in Renton, drive them to school in Bellevue, then to work, then back to school to pick them up, and then back home. When they were a bit older, I remember seeing the family at Ezra Besarot, and this must have required a lot of driving as well. They were on the road a lot. Judy was described to me as a social butterfly. Everyone loved her, and she could convert a total stranger into a friend in no time at all. Judy loved to travel, and as an example of her capacity to instantly connect with strangers, she and David made fast friends on a cruise ship with a couple from Australia, and they became so connected that the friends later came back to visit with them, I believe here in Seattle. David was not, or is not, quite as social, and on many occasions would wait in the car while she finished talking. Judith's family called her the Jewish Transcript after the now defunct community newspaper. She always had news to share about other people. She had a wicked memory, but she never spoke ill of other people. Judy made a strong and lasting impression on the students that she taught at the JCC on Mercer Island, and on at least one occasion, a former student invited her to their wedding years after being in her class. Quite a testament indeed. She loved musicals and she had season tickets. She would travel to New York to see musicals. Perhaps it was her understanding and connection to humanity and people that drove this passion. Let us all take a lesson from Judy about the importance of being intertwined and calibrated with all of God's creations, observe and be invested in the world around us, and look to connect with all who we come in contact with. May her memory be for a blessing.